Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good evening once again, everyone, from San Juan College. I'm Scott Micklin with KSJE On the Road, bringing you some of the sights and sounds of the 2023 Luminaria display here at the campus of San Juan College in Farmington. Glad to have you with us for our latest update to show you some of the things that are going on. The weather is still clear and cold, maybe about 27 to 30 degrees or so from what we understand outside right now. We're saying it's about 30 degrees here. Still a line of vehicles getting ready to come in to see the Luminaria display as we show you some of the shots from our drone earlier this evening. But yeah, they took a flight up to kind of the entrance of the college. And you can see the flashing lights there. That's the corner of Sunrise Parkway. And the entry to San Juan College as cars start to turn off their headlights to get ready to take in the Luminaria display. So the road that's leading almost in the center of the screen is now Sunrise Parkway coming across. As of course, it crosses in front of Pinyon Hills Golf Course and comes in from Butler Avenue. And there is a line of cars, two lanes wide, of folks waiting to come in to see the Luminaria display here at San Juan College. That building on the left, of course, is our new Nijoni Sunrise Suites, the new student housing building here at San Juan College. And you can see the cars that are lined up as they get ready to enter the campus and turn their headlights off to come through the Luminaria display. So if you're in line, it is moving. You'll get here. We'll be open. Every car will get through, and you'll be able to enjoy the sights of the Luminaria display as well as all the other folks who have been through here since 6 o'clock tonight. Here's a live picture right now of the display that's been set up in the courtyard outside the Cunningach Theater here at San Juan College. And lots of great things that you can see if you walk through campus as opposed to driving through. And, of course, to walk through campus, you come in from Pinyon Hills Boulevard, come south on College Boulevard, and then you turn into the campus across from Messina Drive, and you can park over by the Child and Family Development Center. And that is the best way to access the campus if you'd like to walk through the Luminaria display. We are here every hour from 6:30 until about 10:30 this evening to share with you some of the things that are going on here at San Juan College. And, of course, Megan Cullop and Scott Duran from KSJE are also out and about talking to folks about their experiences at the Luminarias this year. And so we want to catch up with them to hear from some of the folks that they have been talking with in the last few moments or so.
Joining me right now is Bria. Bria, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great tonight.
Great. How many years have you been out at the Luminarias?
So I have actually, this is only my third year coming out walking with my kids. Before they were always little, so we didn't make it, but we wish we did and wish we now that we could go back and start earlier. It's a neat thing to come to.
What's your favorite part of the evening?
Tonight, we really enjoyed going over by the planetarium. They had the telescopes out. We were able to look at Jupiter and see the moons around Jupiter, and then also Saturn. They had one on Saturn, too, that had rings around it.
That's really cool.
It was really neat.
And what is a hope that you have going into the new year?
So, hope going into the new year, safety for my family and success in their endeavors. I think that's what I would hope for and wish for, all my kids and everything.
Yeah. Well, that's a great hope. Well, thank you so much, Bria. Have a good evening.
Yeah, thanks a lot. You too.
Thank you, Megan. And just
joining me right now is Bria. Bria, how are you doing?
Thank you,
good.
Megan.
I'm doing great tonight.
Just
great
to point out the Aztec High School display here in the parking lot at the San Juan College Luminaria display. This is parking lot F, which is kind of over by the clock tower building and the West Classroom Complex and the Health Science Center. also in between the Clock Tower building and maybe the Health and Human Performance Center, if that helps give you a little better landmarks of what we're looking at here. But lots of volunteers involved in the luminarias here at San Juan College. Let's head back out to Megan. I saw that she was interviewing indoors, so she is not as cold as maybe some of the other folks who are walking around outside, finding some folks indoors. But she's been indoors and outdoors all evening tonight.
Joining me now is Valencia and Kyle. How are you guys doing?
Doing good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good.
How many years have you guys been coming?
This is our first year.
Our first year coming here.
First year? Yep. What's your favorite part of the evening?
My favorite part about the evening would just be spending time with my girlfriend here, taking our little dogs out, and just being around, you know, cheerful people, I guess you could say.
Sure.
Enjoying the Christmas spirit and, you know, just having fun, you know, walking around.
Absolutely. What are the dogs' names, Valencia?
Well, for the, this is Milo, the black one, and the brown one's Max. Yeah.
Milo and Max, I love it. So, both of you guys, Valencia, you first. What is one of your hopes going into the new year?
One of my hopes going into the new year is just a lot of good blessings and love all around, and then peace and joy. That's pretty much it.
Beautiful.
What about you, Kyle?
Going into the new year is pretty much the same thing. You know, good blessings for everybody, and you know, have a good Christmas Eve coming up, and just to be around family, like I said. Just to have good blessings, I guess you could say.
Yeah, good blessings for all, and peace and joy and love. That sums it up. Well, thank you so much, guys. Have a great evening.
Thank you,
Megan. Thank you very much. And, of course, Megan has been talking with folks who have been visiting the Luminaria displays this evening for us, along with Scott Duran from KSJE. We appreciate all their efforts and the efforts of our San Juan College Media Services. They are piloting the drone tonight to give us these great shots from up in the sky above some of the displays. You can really see a lot of some of the work that went into putting together these pretty large displays on the campus, as you can see from our vantage point here. I am here at the Clock Tower building, the Educational Services Center, on the President's Balcony, overlooking one of the parking lots, as you can see behind me, as the cars continue to come through to see the Luminaria display. Let's head back out to Megan and see who else she's going to be talking with tonight.
Joining me now is Adam. Adam, how are you doing?
Good.
How many years have you been going to the Luminarias, Adam?
Since I was a kid.
Since you were a little kid? What is your favorite part of the evening?
The sunset.
So were you here to see the sunset as the bags were being lit up? That's cool. What's one of your hopes going into the new year?
Solving worldwide peace.
Nice. World peace? That's a great one. Well, thank you so much, Adam. Have a good evening.
You too.
Little drummer boy is drumming. Let it
It's Christmas time again.
Joining me now are Heather, Kai, Kyleen, and Christian. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, we're doing great.
Are you staying warm?
Yes.
I'm barely staying warm. So how many years have you been out here to the Luminarias?
Actually, first year.
First year for everybody? All right. What's your favorite part of the night so far?
Right now, this view. That's why we're sitting here. It's so beautiful.
This is my favorite part of the campus, too. It's incredible. What is a hope that you guys have going into the new year?
Good health for everyone.
Good health for everyone. Yeah. What about you guys?
Probably like a new car.
A new car. Good health and a new car. I love it. Well, you guys enjoy your night. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Megan. That's Megan Cullop from KSJE, of course, along with Scott Duran, talking to folks who are here visiting for the 2023 Luminaria display here at San Juan College. This is KSJE on the road, providing coverage of the event all evening tonight. We've been coming on the air once an hour to give you an update of some of the sights and sounds and talk to some of the folks who are visiting the Luminaria display, some for the very first time, as we are hearing, and others have been coming for years and years and years, because this is the 45th annual Luminaria display at San Juan College.
Joining me here on the 45th annual Luminarias is Glia. How are you doing?
Good.
How many years have you been out here?
Almost all my life for like 10 years.
Almost all your life, so 10 years. So since you were a little tiny baby, you've been out here.
Yes.
What's your favorite part of the night?
Mostly because of the lights, because I think it kind of looks cool.
Yeah, it looks really cool. I agree. And did you know there's 27,000 lights out there?
Really?
27,000. That's how many bags are out here on the whole campus. One more question for you. What's one of your hopes going into the new year?
Down almost reach to my piggy bank to 100, because I'm saving up so I could go to a VidCon thing that's in California.
So you're saving up for a big event in California?
Yes.
Well, that is a worthy goal. So thank you so much for joining us. Have a good night.
Good night.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for this edition of our KSJE On the Road from the San Juan College Luminaria display. We'll be back 10:30 for our final report from the Luminarias. As you can see, things are still happening. There's still a line of cars coming through, still lots of walkers walking through the parking lots and courtyards here at the campus of San Juan College. Plenty to see. And come out tonight if you'd like to join us. We'll be here. Of course, the Luminaries will be open to the public until midnight tonight. And I know the college also reminds folks that if you'd like to come tomorrow and pick up some of the Luminaria bags and sand and what's left of the candles to use at your home for decorating this holiday season, you can do that tomorrow here at San Juan College and help us clean up. It's such a lot of work for this one great evening event. And we really appreciate all the volunteers who come out and help to set up these bags, to fill the bags, to light the bags, relight the bags. A small army of volunteers who make this all possible. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have a great rest of your evening. Back again at 10:30. This is KSJE On the Road.
KSJE On the Road is supported by the San Juan County Communications Authority, providing essential communications and information to first responders throughout San Juan County. Is a 911 telecommunicator career right for you? Find out more at 911savealife.com.
Presbyterian Medical Services, our purpose is you.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.